This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is faith sprinkled with a little doubt. In Mark chapter 9, there is a man who brings his son to Jesus for healing, but Jesus instructs his disciples to heal the child, and they can't. In Mark 9:19, Jesus says, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe?" Now, I think it's fair to say that Jesus' frustration comes after the disciples had been with him for some time and had witnessed firsthand the power of his faith to heal the sick and cast out demons, etc. Yet their faith still wasn't strong or pure enough to heal this child. Now, the father responds to Jesus in Mark 9:24, which I think is very revealing. The father says, "I do believe, but help me not to doubt." I can personally relate to this because there have been times when things didn't happen when I expected them to or didn't unfold the way that I thought they would, and doubt would certainly creep in. I too have witnessed firsthand the number of times that God and only God pulled me through certain situations, but sometime with each new circumstance are new sprinkles of doubt. Today's scripture is Mark 11:23. "Whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Tomorrow, tune in as we wrap up our segment on faith by discussing the pinnacle of faith. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.